spoke all of these words, saying, I am Yahweh Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mizraim, now the house of slavery. Not have any other mighty ones against my face. Do not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of that which in the heavens above, or which in the earth beneath, or which in the waters under the earth. Do not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing love and commitment to thousands of those who love me and guard my commands. Do not bring the name of Yahweh Elohim to naught, for Yahweh does not leave the one punished who brings his name to naught. Remember the Sabbath day, the Sabbath part. 6 days you labor and shall do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh Elohim. In it not do any work, you, nor a son, nor a daughter, nor a male servant, nor a female servant, nor a cattle, nor a stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days Yah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart. Respect your father and your mother, so that your days are prolonged upon the soil which Yahweh Elohim is giving you. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness against your neighbor, do not cover neighbor's house, do not cover neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, whichever belongs to neighbors.
Hallelujah. Y'all good, ain't it? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Most High Abba, y'all. We're here because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Because you are predestined and ordained to save us, to deliver us, to heal us. We humbly asking and requesting in Yahshua's name that you open up our understanding and make our hearts pliable to hear your word, the truth, that it will bring a performance in this day, time, and hour that we're living in. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done and the things you're still doing for us as Israel, preparing us, getting us ready for that great day. Speak to us. Your words are true. We pray only these things sink deep down in our hearts to those you have ordained to hear and to those who are ordained to eternal life. We bless you for all things. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place to have your way amongst your people. Move as you see fit. We'll glorify the Father in name in all things and glorify Yahshua in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. All right. Well, y'all see what I got up here, don't you? You see this can of Libby green beans? That's going to be worth more than stocks, silver, gold, Federal Reserve notes. And I've been telling y'all about getting food. You know how we are, human nature, right? We slack up. Then we go, I ain't got no room in my house. You're going to be wishing you was tripping over it one day. Y'all hear me? You're going to be wishing you was tripping over it. Every time that y'all go to the store, you don't need to buy one can. You need to pick up 5 cans. You need to get all you can get. Did y'all hear me? And the reason why I tell a lot of y'all, especially y'all on the other side of the camera, to go out there and do it, because you don't know how to grow a garden. Really. You don't even know. You think the green bean comes from this can. Sweet corn. And right here, this is going to be a meal for two. This one can of Progresso. Oh, y'all just thought y'all going to continue to keep eating, right? Stuffing your guts and getting fat like a pig, huh? Do you know if you don't control your appetite that the human spirit does amazing things? See, most of y'all ain't never really seen hunger before. You don't know what it looks like. And what don't the book tell us? Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Well, I heard Aspot put it out on her broadcast, and I did some more research again this morning, and sure enough, the powers that be are burning up food supply storages and food supply plants and packaging plants all across this land. What have I always told us? How do you control a people? By what? By food. First sin that entered into the world came because of food. And you think you any different? Food. I know. Man, I've been calling this stuff for so long, and it's happening right before our very eyes. Yeah, you better hope that you're able to trip over some canned goods. Instead of buying one bag of rice, buy two. Hell, you might as well even go to a co-op and get you some cracked corn. Store up some of them, and at least that way you can soak it in a while and then eat it. It's the same stuff the cows eat. Y'all didn't know that cracked corn is what, and I ain't talking about crack with the cocaine in it. Not crack with cocalina. You don't believe how strange the human spirit behaves when it gets hungry. You have some of you live on communities. You'll creep in the middle of the night and try to break into the food storage. Yeah, Israelites. Saved, sanctified, Holy Spirit filled, fire baptized. You got Jesus on your side and you running for your life. And you won't believe how many people are going to try their best. Get on the community when all this go down. Well, the thing is, you better hope you're able to get here with your tent. Because the way this world is going, it's going from bad to worse. So, you know, I ain't ate a can of Progresso in a while. How does it taste? Salty? It tastes salty. I may eat this. See, we even put dates on our can. January of 2019. That's this can. That way we can eat the old stuff first. See, so if you can put a half a can of this Progresso on the plate and half a can of this green beans, that's all you get. Oh, yeah, you clapping right now. What do you think is going to happen to you if you eat just Progresso and green beans for a month? Let me tell you what you'll do. I know you don't believe it. I'm going to tell you what you would do. Y'all want to hear what you would do? One day, you're going to sit down at the table and see the same thing. And all of a sudden, you're going to say, I ain't eating this. A few superlatives may come out, and everybody else say, come on, man. I mean, at least we eat. I am not eating this. Look at them looking. No, not me. Yes, you. See, I'm smart. About day 15, I throw a couple of peaches on the plate. That'll kick that spirit back another 15, 20 days. But there comes a time after you eat the same thing over and over and over and over and over, a spirit gonna rise up in you if you don't have control of your appetite. As my size. If, hey, whenever we got two places we mainly eat at. Two places, if we're out, we mainly eat at. And I can't even remember the first one. Wasn't that how you pronounce it? Panera bread? Panera bread and Cracker Barrel. Watch this. Coming to some. Watch this. This is the walk of inspiration. It is. Man, been with about 3 years, right? Do I order the same thing every single time?
Every single time.
How long have I been doing this since you met?
Just since I've known you.
Did y'all hear what I said? I get the same thing every single time. Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
Mother Carol, you got a little bit. We've been going Cracker Barrel for a while, ain't we? What do I get the same thing every single time? But what y'all do, y'all get the menu. And you put your glasses on, some of you. And well, just come back here in a few minutes. Some places I go, if they see me coming, it could be 2-3 months. It could be 6 months that they don't see me. They see me come through the door, ask for a certain waitress. She already has it already out there. Y'all know the reason why I do that, right? First of all, I order the good stuff, but it's called discipline. I told you, your belly don't care what goes in it. But those damn taste buds, boy, it gets you, don't it? Don't it get you? Huh? And whoo-wee, some of you would lose your mind if you can't have sugar. You'll start having headaches. Start manifesting. Start having withdrawal symptoms. Wouldn't you? You'll get to the point, even if you see a bottle of syrup, you'll chug it. It's real talk. There ain't nobody, ain't no other preachers out there busy trying to prepare the people. How many things y'all heard me call over the years, and they always come to pass? Elder Rupert said, batting 1,000. Batting average, best I ever seen in his life. Batting 1,000. Some of the, well, the foolish, they pass right on by, don't they? They don't take heed to that word, do they? It's coming. Oh, don't worry about it. Y'all heard I said last night, what the only thing that doesn't lose value over time? Gold took through silver in there too. Never goes to zero. So, everybody reads. And they say, well, the book says that you're going to throw your gold and silver in the street. Hold on. The book speaks concretely. Because everybody then had gold and silver. Everybody today ain't got no gold and silver. So you're not going to be throwing your gold and silver in the street. You're going to be throwing your Federal Reserve notes in the street. You're going to be lighting fires with your Federal Reserve notes. That's what you're going to throw on the street because it's going to be worthless. Now, let me know you're throwing your gold and silver in the street so I can come get it. You see what I'm saying? Back then, they were dealing in real money. This country used to deal in real money. Now everything is fiat, phony. Y'all don't see the credit card that the government got? Their solution, anytime they're up against the government shutting down, you know what the solution is, right? Print more money. I'm like, well, damn, let me call the credit card company. Let's see if it's worked for me. I got a $75,000 limit on American Express. Let me run it up. I can buy something for $75,000. I buy a whole bunch of stuff for $75,000. When it comes time for the bill to be due, I say, can you extend my credit? I mean, I do pay the interest only. So extend my credit, and then guess what? You'll get your interest payment. You think they're going to extend it after, you know, about, you know, 4, 5, 6 months of that? No. But our government. I'm going to tell y'all right now, you're a fool if you trust the American government. Local government, state government, the only government you should ever trust in is a government of God. Hallelujah. I already know. Everybody saying, this is what y'all downloaded to you last night? What happened? I thought he downloaded something. Hope y'all hearing. I hope y'all are hearing. Because you're going to need your brother and sister when these times come. So, guess what? I hope we've learned our lesson. Neither murmur ye. Do you do that today? No? Do you accuse? Do you put forth the finger? Come on, ask yourself this, for real. Because we can't go out into the wilderness like this. I mean, they got it, but we will really get it if we go out there like this. Because we've already had a great cloud of witnesses in front of us. Ooh-wee, I hope we get it. I hope we get it. So, here, sometime in the next few months, I'm going to be asking for about 50 brothers to come down to the Alabama community for about maybe 5 days. Many hands make light work. Don't worry about it. I'll be there. You know, everybody has a different motivation about working if I'm there. I ain't like Scott and Brent and JC and Brother Bud and Ray and all the brothers here. All these brothers, if I got some of y'all, don't worry about it. You get a spirit on you, just go ahead and get delivered. But they don't. They know what needs to be done. Don't have to have nobody looking over their shoulder. Just go get us. Because they know y'all always looking. Who do you serve? Who do you serve? Huh? Remember, when you go to work, you serving who? He gave you strength in your hands to be able to work. Did he not? When you labor, then your rest will be sweet. See the reason why some of you can't sleep? Oh, but he passed out. There you go again. See, you starting it up. Hey, I see. You getting cranked up. And what these spirits be saying? You getting cranked up. Oh, hallelujah. Yah's good all the time. Let me and don't come up here and grab my cans either. Let me put my cans back here. Leave my food alone. Hallelujah. Y'all all right? Glory to the King. Now what just happened right there? Y'all see that? Wow. There sure was. Look at that thing. I don't even know where we at. Well, did you rig this, Teacher Shane? Look at this thing, man. I can't even find the beginning. Well, I guess we're going to get there. Ah, here we go. Maybe that's it. Oh, that ain't it. That's the end. Ah. So since when do we get this turbo option? Huh? All right. We're going to do a little bit of reading here for a second, okay? John 5. Starting in verse 19. Now listen, okay? Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, all right. Then answered Jesus and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he see the Father do. For what things soever he do, these also doeth the Son likewise. Did y'all hear that? For the Father loveth the Son and show him all things that himself doeth. How many things does the Father show the Son? And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quicken whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man. See, everybody thinking that the Father is going to do all the Father ain't going to never judge. Uh-oh. But have committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, but shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yah, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father have life in himself. Who does the Father have life in? The Father has life in who? Himself. So have he given to the Son to have life in himself. and have given him authority to execute judgment, also because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Go to Matthew 16. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" You know, it's very important that you know who he is. The express image of the invisible Yah. The only Yah you ever gonna see. And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, "But whom say you that I am?" Well, Shimon Kephler answered and said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim." And Yahshua answered and said unto him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for," watch this, "flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in" what? "Heaven." You know your day of visitation came when you heard about Jesus, but you didn't know him. Day of visitation came. But now, since you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you know who he is. And the reason why you know who he is because flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you. When you heard, "Great is the mystery of godliness," Yah was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the Gentiles, and was received up into glory. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. But your Father, which is in heaven, that's why Yah is so good. And I say unto you that you are Kephler. Upon this rock I will build my assembly, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That whatsoever you shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then the Most High, after he revealed himself unto you, sent you the straight way, so that you can know how to use the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now, this is some serious stuff. I told you what Satan does, and he tries to make sure that he rationalizes with your conscious and subconscious mind. He tries to get you to reason and surmise, all for the point where he can get you to thinking but not speaking. Sometimes we think too much instead of actually doing what he tells us to do. The Roman centurion told the Yeshua, just say the word only. I recognize authority. Didn't y'all give you authority? You can't think the word. You got to say the word. And so few people actually use the keys. You see, the last time I checked, the reason why you have keys to get into the door, are you following me? It's because you're somebody that somebody trusts. If you get the keys, that means you have access. To the house, and you are at liberty to open up the door, walk right on in, and you got the run of the mill. If you don't have the keys, you still want the keys. See, the keys is just what gives you access, but there's a whole lot more in our Father's house. Y'all hearing this? All right. Every single one of us must answer this question. Reality is not what you think it to be. Reality or truth is defined as that which is. We're going to talk about Yah the Father today. Hallelujah. Breath. Do y'all know the reason why Satan and all his demons hate us so much? Do y'all know? The reason why they hate us so much is because we are created in the image of Yah. But there's another reason why they hate us so much. You want to know what it is? Another reason why that they hate us so much is because they were never, ever breathe. Did y'all hear me? None of the angels breathe. None of the demons breathe. Only Yah has that breath. Are y'all hearing me? That's why when Yah formed man out of the dust of the ground, and then he breathed. The devils are mad because you are alive. You are experiencing the eternal kingdom, something that they can't never do. That's why when we read in a book, that they're always looking for some host to find rest in. Because if they don't have a host, they're going to suffocate. It's uncomfortable. Are y'all getting this? See, Yah is life. And the very breath that Yah has, he gave to us. Are y'all listening? There was a man of Yah in the book that said the demons, the spirits, came to him and said, "Hey, Yah, can you make a petition to Yahweh? Tell him we sorry. Tell him we didn't mean to do this." He moseyed on up and they are father these demons, you know, the one that saw you in all your glory, you know, the one that experienced your splendor, you know, the one that saw how majestic and righteous and holy you are. And, yeah, they said that they sorry. Listen here, man of Yah. See, why y'all think y'all always deal with us? He deals with us because we have his breath. And you need to take heed to how you breathe. And when you take breath, you need to make sure that the majority of the things that come out of that breath is praise to the Most High Yah. Let everything that have breath praise ye Yahweh. Yah created us to praise. Are y'all getting this? Y'all hearing this? The only time you can ever have rest is when you praise. The only time you can be at peace is when you praise. The only time you can be content is when you praise. Praise is comely for the upright. Just like them angels up there praising him in glory, we've been created to praise here on this earth. We should be filling the whole universe with praise because he is worthy to be praised. Y'all hearing this? Y'all in it? Y'all hearing this, right? See, some of us, we're wasting our breath. Are y'all hearing me? Yah turned around. He made the angels. But then he made us a little lower than the angels. Just a little lower. So that one day, we can be in authority over the angels. Do you not know that you shall judge angels? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Are y'all listening? He that have an ear, let him hear. Shouldn't you kind of be upset at yourself a little bit for wasting so much breath? Huh? Letting days go by without using the breath for what the intent purpose was for. Are y'all listening? Now you understand the scripture that says that ye are Elohim. That don't mean that you are Elohim, but everything about you before the fall was created in the glory of Elohim. And what we are doing is while we're on this Holy Spirit journey is every single day that goes by, we are making sure that we get back to the state. That's why y'all had to send Jesus. Because he knew we couldn't do it by ourselves. Are y'all getting this? Glory. Psalms 29:2 says, give unto Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of what? Holiness. Now that's a mouthful. See, the reason why he wants you to worship him in the beauty of holiness is because you have to be righteous. Because he's just not going to accept anything that comes up to him. You have to be holy. You have to live holy. You have to think holy. You have to talk holy. You have to live holy. You see what I mean? That's in the beauty of holiness. That's when he accepts the sacrifice. You ever heard? We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of who? Yahweh. Not when you come to this building. You are the temple of Yah. You are the assembly of Yah. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of who? Yahweh. You see, Israel, you're living beneath your station. You're living way beneath your means. We're on this earth, but he said, I've set your feet in heavenly places. Are y'all hearing? He that have an ear, let him hear. He didn't create you to complain, to murmur, to backbite, to accuse, to put forth the finger. He created you to praise. Every day you should be thankful. Even if nothing happened, you should still be thankful. You should be thankful because your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You should be. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly. Somebody hearing. Somebody hearing, and somebody gonna miss their day of visitation. Y'all beginning to get this? God didn't create you to be depressed. God didn't create you to be heavy. God didn't create you to be running around with your spirit cast down. God didn't give you a mouth and breath to be mute. Y'all hearing? Glory, that is who Yah is. He is glory. Do you understand that? You understand that? Y'all understand that the Creator shines brighter than the noonday sun? That's his essence. Glory is the essence of his nature. Glory is the radiance of his splendor. Glory is the atmosphere of his presence. And what does Yah always do in the atmosphere? He inhabits the praises of his saints. You want to be delivered? You better start praising. You want to be set free? You better give him the glory that is due to his name. The glory that is due to his name. Y'all getting this? Y'all getting this? See, Satan don't want you to enter in. He been keeping you down all week just so you don't enter in. But today is a day of deliverance. Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day that he who the Son set free shall be free indeed. Glory is the demonstration of his power. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Are y'all hearing this? Y'all is trying to set y'all free. He's sending forth his word to heal you. Hallelujah. Heritage. Heritage. Heritage is a possession of property, an inheritance. A property, a portion. A share. Heritage. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Father was present to heal them. Y'all begin to understand that no matter where you go, he's there. You understand that he's so close to you that the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth, the word of faith which you speak that the devil is trying to take from you. Say the word only. Somebody here. Mm-mm-mm. We know in Jeremiah says, and even you, even yourself, shall let go of your inheritance. In other words, we will discontinue from our what? Our portion. We'll discontinue from our inheritance. Because we squandered everything that God gave to us because we decide to give our breath over to the God of this world. We decide to give our life over to the God of this world. Some of us in Israel, we're still serving the God of this world. Are y'all hearing this? Be focused. Don't say get too distracted now. Which I gave you. And I shall make you serve your enemies in a land which you have not known. For you have kindled a fire, my displeasure, which burns forever. We lost our inheritance, but Yahshua came to redeem us back. who being in the image of Yah, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yah, but made of himself no reputation. You understand that worship starts with your breath. He's so close to you now that he's in you. Boy, what power that is. Here we are walking around like power stations. And we're letting the enemy come and shortchange us in power. Yah says, for what nation is there so great? Who have Yah so nigh unto them? As Elohim our Yah is in all things that we call, that we call, that we call upon him for. Call. How do you call? How you dial it up? How do you call? Jesus! Savior! Master! Have mercy on me. That's how you call him up. Oh, this word is going to break some yokes in here today. Some of you got a yoke on your mouth. That thing going to be loose today. We're going to bust that spirit up today. He that have ears, let him hear. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgment so righteous as in all this law? Which I said before you this day. Tell them spirits. They're the spirits like, I wish he shut the hell up. Because you know what I'm doing, right? You already got the keys, but now we're in the house. You got the keys, but we're in the house now. Deliverance is mine. Healing is mine. Joy is mine. Salvation is mine. It's mine. It's all mine because of Jesus. See what I mean? How many preachers you know that got power that when he speaks the word, the devil starts manifesting? Huh? That's real power right there. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Boy, I don't know how y'all holding yourself, boy. You better enter in, Israel. The reason why man has so many problems today is because Yah is so good. You think about it. Did he not give us a land flowing with milk and honey? Were not our ancient people there? Ain't y'all good? When they were going across the wilderness, did he not cover them by a pillar of cloud? In that day, air conditioned. And did he not give them a pillar of fire by night to keep them warm? Did he not rain down angel food and fed them manna? Did he make sure that their clothes never ever went bad on them? The soles of their feet were still intact. See the reason why? Man, there's so many problems today. It's because Yah is so good. Now, who would want to leave a good Yah like that? Why would we want to trade the kingdom that we are experiencing here and now for the kingdom that we're going to? That's a bad route. That's a bad deal, man. We've got the kingdom of heaven that is within us. You want to know how heaven feels? Praise is comely of the upright. You want to know what it's going to be like in glory? Hey, let me tell you something. Now, there's some angels up there. They're praising y'all. Are you hearing me? But they ain't seen nothing yet when the redeemed shows up. Hallelujah. Hey, I told y'all that y'all downloaded a message in me just like that. Don't worry about it. You ain't going to find it on the internet until we put it up. Why is Yah so good? Y'all see, the reason why we deserve is praise. Y'all see, we deserve is praise. We deserve is praise. Told him, we're going to get that devil. And I will give unto you to the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. He sent forth his word and he healed them. He sent forth his word and he delivered them. Deliverance is mine. It's all mine. No longer bound. No chains holding me. I told you the people going to get delivered today. I am. They're going to get set free today. He who the Son set free is free indeed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all don't feel all that power. You don't feel all that anointing is breaking yokes. The Ruach is here doing his work. Glory to the King. So why is Yah so good? Micah 7:18 says, who is a Yah like unto you that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. Yah is so good. And he said unto them, why callest you me good? For there is none good but one. And that damn soul ain't Satan. That is Yah. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. See, the commandments are bound on the tables of your heart. Your footprint is just shows you what's in your heart. That's why we're here today keeping the commandments. Hallelujah. Why Yah is so good? Yah is so good, and he said, if you will diligently hearken. Did you hear that? In other words, you got to put forth a little bit of effort. It ain't going to hurt you a little bit. Ain't going to hurt you. Just to put for a little bit out. If you will diligently hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments. That means you get your mind made up. And we keep all his statutes. Guess what Yah said? Is every promise in the book mine? Is it yours? Do it belong to us? Is Yah a liar? He said, I will what? I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that healeth you. What does Yah want to do with us? Heal us. That's why Yah is so good. Why is Yah so good? Bless Yahweh, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. devour all my soul and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all your iniquities and healeth all your diseases. That's why y'all are so good. That's why y'all are so good. Y'all send for some angels right now with healing in their wings. Show your people that you are good. We already know you're good. Why y'all is so good? Why is he so good? The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. Why y'all so good? Why is y'all so good? Yahweh is good. A stronghold in a day of trouble. He know of them that trust in him. What do you mean he's strong? Why? He's your fortress. He's your pavilion. He's your hiding place in the day of trouble. Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Boy, the devil, he mad today, ain't he? Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Do you trust in him? Do you trust in him for your healing? Do you trust him for your deliverance? Do you trust him for your salvation? If you do, you are blessed. Why is y'all so good? Why is y'all so good? For Yahweh Elohim is a sun and shield. Yahweh will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hear what y'all said? Y'all said he would not withhold one good thing from you. He would not withhold any good thing from you if you walk uprightly. Why is y'all so good? Why is he so good? But now thus saith Yahweh that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. You hear what y'all just said, Israel? He said that you are his. You are a bought purchase possession. Good, ain't y'all good? When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. They said when that Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro came out of their fiery furnace, they couldn't even smell smoke on them. You know the reason why? Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Who is that fourth man in that fire? Who is that fourth man in the fire? It's the Son of Man, none other than Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah! Why is y'all so good?
Why is he so good?
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said Yahweh. Thoughts of peace and not evil. To give you an expected end. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Why is y'all so good?
Why is he so good?
Therefore, I say unto you that whatsoever things you desire, when you open up your mouth and say something and make a petition, when the devil trying to stop you from praying and just meditating, when you open up your mouth, whatsoever things you desire, when you speak, when you please, when you say something, when you declare now that thou mayest be justified, prove me now and see. Believe that you have received them. Notice you believe before you receive them. When you open up your mouth, you are believing. It's already done. It's already done. I heard a man praying once before, made a petition. Y'all sent the angel to come and give him an answer. It just took 21 days to get here because he had a fight through all hell that's trying to bind you up, to keep you from getting the word, to keep you from receiving the message of deliverance. And when the angel messenger leave, he got a fight to get back out of here again. You know what sent him? Your breath. Because you open up your mouth. The one thing that Satan's kingdom don't want you to do, they don't want you to say nothing. They don't want you to give a petition. Yah created you in his image. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was Yah. And the Word was with Yah. You know, in the Word, the Word. The Word said, let there be light. What do you want? What do you want? Say it. Tell them what you want. The word is nigh you in your mouth. The word is inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yah is a spirit. And they that worship him must breathe, must open up their mouth, must say something, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Whatsoever thing I say unto you, that whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Then shall you call upon me. And you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Did y'all hear that, Israel? And you shall seek me and find me. When you search for me with what? What? Do you know how you find him with all your heart? When you cry out to him from the depths of your soul. Will you break this funky flesh? Will you tear down this flesh? Will you break the pride of this flesh? The flesh that don't want to show out. The flesh that's trying to be dignified. The flesh that's trying to be accepted by man. Will you tear down that old wicked man?
when you don't mind looking like a fool for Jesus. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, Jesus, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. How's the Father glorified? In the Son. Y'all hear that? In the Son. Delight yourself also in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You know what I said? You know what I mean, delight, right? Huh? You know what delight is, right? It's like whenever you think about him, there's a tenderness that comes in your heart. You automatically have a feeling when you look at your lover. You search for words to say, but it seems like that they're just inadequate. That's why he gave you that heavenly language. So the words that you can't utter with your natural voice, he gave you the Holy Spirit so you can speak to him in heavenly language in tongues of angels. Just when you can't find out what to say to him, let your spirit pray. Why is Yah so good? Why is Yah so good? If we confess our sins, he is faithful to not keep a running record of everything I've ever done. He said, if I open up my mouth and I tell him I'm sorry, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to not only forgive us, but to cleanse us as if it never been there before from all unrighteousness. And there's only one thing that can cleanse us. That's the blood of Jesus. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, when you're in your prayer time, humble yourself on your knees in your prayer time and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. So same thing he said, whatsoever you desire when you pray, whatsoever you desire when you make a petition, believe that you shall have them and you shall receive them. God's not a man that he cannot lie. The word is forever settled in heaven. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Why? Why is Yah so good? See all these benefits? Bless Yah all my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Why is Yah so good? Blessed be Yah, the Father and the Master Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Messiah. According as he have chosen us. According he has did what? Chosen us. Listen, there are about 8 billion people on this earth. But he chose you. As much of a wretch and undone as you've always been. Out of evil. He chose you. Because he knew you was going to be a true worshiper. That will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Y'all know them that are his. You didn't know you was his, but he knew you were his. He told Jeremiah, even before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. You understand? Y'all know you. He chose you. You know, summer, y'all chose you. Chose you. Out of 8 billion people on this earth, you, Brother Ray, are the apple of his eye. Use the Kina of his delight. You, Mother Tara, are his song of joy.
He have chosen us in him before he hung the earth on nothing. Before the foundation of the world. That we should be, you know that y'all already chose you to be holy. He ordained you to be holy. You didn't know you was going to be holy, but he knew you was going to be holy. You didn't know you was going to keep his commandments and obey him, but he knew that you was going to do it. Before him in love. Yah is love. Having predestinated us. Having predetermined. You understand how much that is? Do you understand? Are y'all getting this? One day you was steeped in sin and iniquity. Running to excess of riotous living and doing everything you big enough to do. And in the fullness of time, the creator of the universe said, son, said daughter, it's time. Time for what? It's time for you to be holy. It's time. And having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It was Yah's good pleasure. It was his good pleasure. It was his will to choose you. He already ordained you to eternal life before you were even formed. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. For everything you've done. Somebody give the master a wave offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody that know they've been chosen, clap your hands unto Yah. Oh yeah, we celebrating Jesus.
We celebrating Jesus, the King of Kings, the Master's a Master. I curse every demonic spirit that tries to oppress the Israelites in this house and those over there on the live stream now in Jesus' name. Heal all your people, Father. Every single one of them right now, we make petition and ask you right now to touch us. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us. What did he do? He had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. He delivered us. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. That's another reason why Satan hates you, because you've been forgiven. Did y'all know some of you are under impression, and see, this is the reason why you have to understand the breath, because some of you are under the impression that when it comes time for the day of judgment, are you following me? You're going to be terrified because you think that y'all is going to remember some of the bad things you've done. That's going to be something when you're standing up before him and you know the scoundrel you've been. Some stuff you ain't even searched to repent. I promise there's plenty to repent for. I promise you that. You search hard enough, you can find something. I guarantee it. Father, don't call up Freeman Muse. Open the books. Does his name appear? Yes. All right, angel, that record. Open up that book. Any sins in it? No. What's that? The blood of Jesus. Enter into the joy and the glory of my kingdom and salvation. That's why I keep telling you, you cannot let your sins of the past continue to keep troubling you. You got to stop being used by the devil. The joy of Yah is my strength. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Just ask Yah, since you've been forgiven, ask him to purge your conscience. But you got to ask. When you ask, you got to breathe. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great Yah and our Savior, Jesus Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people that is on fire for good works. Are you tombstones or lively stones? Which one? What are you? I'm alive. It's the zeal of Yah eating you up. And having made peace through the blood of his tree, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he have reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you set apart, holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Somebody say, I'm clean through the blood of Jesus. Boy, you know it. You know the devil man now. You know him, man. Thank you, Father, for the message. The word of deliverance in this hour. All of this and more is the reason why Yah is so good. He is so good. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He's with us what?
Always.
He's with us what?
Always.
He's with us what?
Always.
That means he's in front of you. He's beside you. He's in the back of you. He's in you. He's all around you. Everywhere you go, he's with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's our King. The King of Kings, the Master of Masters. Somebody give y'all a praise. Yes, Yah. Yes, Yah. Yes, Yah.
And he closed the book and say, "And this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears."
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of thy heart, be acceptable in your sight. O Master, my Yah, my strength, my Redeemer, my strong tower, my high tower, my exceedingly great reward. Hallelujah, I love you. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Israel. The king is coming.